先来看圣经啊，《列王记上》二十二章。
Let's first look at First Kings chapter 22。
请看《列王记上》二十二章二十四节。
First Kings chapter 22 verse 24。《
列王记上》啊，二十二章啊，请看二十四节。
First Kings chapter 22 verse 24。
基拿拿的儿子西底家前来打米该亚的脸，说：“耶和华的灵从哪里离开我与你说话呢？”我们今天晚上啊来谈一谈啊这个被打了耳光的米该亚先知。
So tonight we will have a look at Micaiah, the prophet who was struck on the cheek.
那我从生活当中啊曾经亲身经历过的啊一个啊这个事迹啊来跟大家分享起。
And so I'd like to make a sharing on an experience that I've had in my life.
那么有一次我去啊协助啊这个教会的灵恩布道会。
Once I went to assist with a spiritual convocation at a church.
那第一天布道会结束的时候，有一个姐妹啊，她来找这个啊找小弟啊。
And on the first day after the evangelistic service, there was a sister who came to see me.
她说传道能够请你跟我们的注目传道明天到我家里去一趟吗？
And she said to me, preacher, are you able to come with our resident preacher to visit me tomorrow?
我说有什么特别的事吗？
And I asked her, is there any special matters?
她说我想请你们去跟我的爸爸妈妈传福音。
And she replied that I would like for you guys to preach to my parents.
因为这个姐妹是在她念大学的时候，那么被我们教会的这个信徒这个同学带领，然后她进入了我们的真耶稣教会。
Because the sister came to True Jesus Church and when she was studying in university when her friend brought her here.
我说当然可以啊，这个传福音本来就是一件应该要做的事。
And so I said, of course we can, because preaching it is something we ought to do.
那么他说了，那我可能要特别跟你讲述，特别告诉你，你要讲，你要布道的角度是在哪里。
And so she told me that I should let you know on the particular angle that you should evangelize in.
他说我的爸爸是一个这个怎么讲，就是跟随我们这个蒋介石先生从中国大陆到台湾的一个这个一个老兵。
And so she said that my father came over to Taiwan from mainland China.
那我的妈妈她是一个这个她的身世背景是一个客家人。
And my mother, she is Hakka.
那这个客家人他们对这个祖先的祭拜非常的忠诚。
And so in their culture, they place very much importance on worshipping the ancestors.
所以他一直觉得说，他们家如果要来信耶稣，最大的难以突破的观念就是祭拜祖先的问题。
And so they felt that the greatest challenge that would come across with their family when they came to believe is worshipping ancestors.
所以他就跟我们讲说，可不可以谈一谈有关于祭拜祖先这一方面的这个道理。
And so she asked us, would it be possible to discuss on the topic of worshipping ancestors?
我跟他讲说，好，没有问题，稍微准备一下，明天就跟你爸爸妈妈分享。
And so I said, that is okay, I will make preparations and share with your parents tomorrow.
那等到第二天到了他们家之后，才发现，哇，他们家是住在一个商业的精华地段啊，
And so on the second day, we realized that where they lived was in the middle of a busy area.
他的母亲这个绘画方面，是一个有一点名气的一个画家。
And so the mother was also a somewhat well-known artist.
所以在他家的这个见面的这个什么去见面的地点是他妈妈开的一个画廊专门展示他所画的画，而且有标价钱是可以买卖的。
And so when we arrived at the place, there was actually an art gallery run by the mother, and you could purchase artworks.
那当然去的这对夫妻就是就是说很欢迎我们去跟他谈一谈道理。
And so of course, this couple, they were very happy for us to go and discuss the truth of them.
那这个老先生大概当时是已经差不多75岁上下。
The husband was around 75 years old at the time.
那这个太太比较年轻，当时才差不多50岁左右。
And the wife was around the age of 50.
那坐下来我们就跟他谈有关于祭拜祖先这一方面的道理了。
And so we sat down and we discussed on the topic of worshiping ancestors.
这个我没有办法深谈哈。其实，在我们这个黄皮肤的这个华人的世界里面哈，其实汉朝之前我们没有在祭拜祖先呐，没有所谓祖先的牌位让我们去祭拜。
And so for many Asians before the Han Dynasty, there was actually no record of people worshiping their ancestors.
所以我们第一个跟他谈为什么会祭拜祖先哦，先谈这个历史。
And so we first discussed the history of why people started to worship their ancestors.
那大家可以靠网络去搜寻哈，那有一个人叫做丁兰呐，哦，这个甲乙丙丁的丁，兰花的兰哈。那么丁兰哦，我们祭拜祖先的典礼是由他开始的哦。
And so if you look at, search this up on the internet, you can find that there was a person by the name of Ding Lan that started this.
哦，那当然是因为这个丁兰对他的母亲哈生前不孝死后的一种补偿的动作了。
And so it was because they felt that they did not show enough piety during the time that their parents were still living.
那我们再从第二个角度，用一个实物的角度啊。实际的一个角度。
And so if we look at it from a practical aspect.
哦你说我们祭拜祖先哈，如果祭拜过了之后，这个鸡腿少一只，我们就怕死了，对不对？哦，一只最祭拜之后，怎么少了一只鸡腿呀？怎么会这样子呢
？And so if we consider that if we offer up a sacrifice and after offering it up, one of the drumsticks disappears, then we would be very worried.
所以可能我们要请这个道士哈来这个念佛啊，来念经啦哈，再来做法啦哈，因为哈这个是很奇怪的现象。
And so because it is very peculiar, so we might have to ask people to come and have a look into it.
那如果我们的祖先会出的话，其实我们家一餐啊，可能啊，也不必一餐啊，我们家早就破产的啦。有多少祖先要出，你知道吗？
And so if you consider it, if you, your ancestors need to eat this food, then you would run out of food very quickly.
那我们一年才给祖先出几次啊？我们一个活人一天要出几次，这个是不成对比的啦。
And so if you compare how many meals that a living person needs to eat and also how many times we offer up food to the ancestors, then they do not equate.
那也很奇怪，就黄皮肤的在祭拜祖先，那白皮肤的、黑皮肤的都没有，没有人骂他们说不像，没有啊。
And it is also very strange that only the Asians perform this act and the Caucasians, they do not.
只有这个黄皮肤的没有祭拜祖先叫不像，这个从哪里讲起啊？太没有天理了。
And so some people will say that if you are Asian and you do not worship your ancestors, then that is not showing piety.
等等，我们用了几个角度去跟他们这对夫妻做分享。
And so we approached this topic from a few different angles and made sharing with this couple.
那这个老先生一边听就一边点头，有理有理，对，有理。反应是这样子。
And so the husband, as he was listening, he was nodding along and in agreement.
那这个当太太的哈，这个当为人母亲的这个画家哈，他听到一半哈，我就看他离开座位，进去他家的厨房了哈。
And so as we were discussing, I saw that the wife, she listened halfway through and then stood up and went into the kitchen.
那我偏头稍微看一下哈，进去厨房喝水啊，但是他那时候脸色不好看。
And I had a peep and saw that she went into the kitchen to have a glass of water, but she did not look like she was very happy.
那喝完水出来，刚好听到他这个先生跟我们讲说，传道你们讲的我们从来没有听过，太有理了，祭拜祖先没有用嘛。
And as she walked out from the kitchen, she happened to hear her husband saying that, oh, preacher, what you have shared about worshiping ancestors, it is true, it does not make sense.
那后来这个太太的反应吓得我们一跳
And so the reaction of the wife that scared us.
走到他先生面前哈，恶狠狠地看着他先生，啪。
And so the wife stood before the husband and slapped him.
哇，这个太太赏先生一个耳光啊。
And so this wife slapped this husband across the cheek.
我跟注目传道都愣住了，糟糕，再来要怎么？这个很尴尬的立场，不知道怎么下台呀、
And so both the resident preacher and I, we felt it was a very awkward situation. We do not know how to proceed.
那后来当然我们也是说对不起，如果讲的你没有办法接受，也请你不要介意啦
And so we said, we apologize if you are unable to accept what we have shared. Then we hope that you do not take it to heart.
然后我们再稍微停留个这个大概几十秒之后我们就赶快脚底抹油了 谢谢接待，我们先离开，呵呵，因为场面真的很尴尬，不知道怎么收场。
And so after 10 or so seconds of awkward silence, we thanked them for their hospitality and said that we would go.
感谢主啊，哈，后来这个老先生到我们教会来慕道，哦，那么祷告得到圣灵，在我们教会接受洗礼。
But we thank God that this husband later came to church to truth seek and also received the Holy Spirit and was later baptized.
那这个哈，这个为人母亲、为人妻子的哈，还没有来了哈，当时没有来。
But at the point in time, the mother and the wife had not come.
那么再度遇到这位啊，这个老先生了哈啊，我问他说，我们离开之后。这个对不起啊，害你遭受这个身体的这个伤害啊，实在对不起啊。
And so I approached the husband when he came to church and said, I apologize for that day when we went, that you...
这个老先生的反应是说，传道，我被打这个耳光有价值啊，我很激动啊。
That you were slapped, and this husband replied that, oh, it was very worthwhile for me to be slapped.
我说愿闻其详。我说我想了解你为什么会这么说。
And so I told them I would like to understand why you say this.
他说马太福音第五章第十节，耶稣曾经这样讲过啊。
Because in Matthew chapter 5 verse 10, Jesus once said.
这段经文耶稣说哈，为义受逼迫的人有福啦，因为天国是他们的。
That blessed is one who is persecuted for the truth's sake, because for righteousness' sake, for this is the kingdom of heaven.
那这个义就是说我为的。承认真理，我为了要进入耶稣基督的救恩，我相信耶稣讲的话，因为这样我遭受到了逼迫。
Because for the sake of accepting the truth and coming to believe in Jesus, I was persecuted.
那耶稣说，那这种人真的是有福气啊？为什么？因为他可以进入神的国度里面。
And Jesus said that these are blessed because they are able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以这个老先生啊，他的姓很奇怪，可能我们奥克兰教会没有人 是姓这个，我姓林嘛，那这个姓黄，他姓那个碎华的碎啊，绞碎的碎啊，这个碎先生后来怎么样？后来就来接受耶稣的洗礼，进入救恩的行列里面。
And so they had quite a unique surname that was Mr. Sui, and later on he came to come into the church to believe.
那么在这一个碎先生他的这个想法当中，他觉得他这个耳光一打之下，打出了他得到神的救恩，所以他觉得太有价值了。
And so for this husband, he felt that when he was slapped across the cheek, that he was able to receive salvation, and so he felt it was very worthwhile.
那我是从这一个数据我开始导入圣经，那圣经里面有没有神的忠实的这个什么门徒，或者神的忠实的工人曾经被打过耳光？
And so because of this event, I started to think about throughout the Bible, were there any servants of God that were also slapped?
那如果有的话，到底这一些好的神的工人被打耳光之后，能够打出什么值得我们思考的道理？
And also, after these good workers of God, they were slapped. What kind of good teachings are we able to learn from them?
那我今天晚上就先跟大家分享这一个耶和华神的先知，叫做米该亚，被假先知打了耳光。
So tonight, I'd like to make a sharing on the prophet Micaiah, who was slapped by a false prophet.
那我们的根据当然是列王记上的二十二章的二十四节。
So our reference is from 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 24.
那为什么他会被打耳光呢？
And so why was he struck on the cheek?
如果你这个二十二章看过之后，你就能够了解他被打耳光的背景。
Once we read through chapter 22, we are able to understand the background of why he was struck.
当时南朝的犹大国受到北朝以色列国的亚哈王的邀请，两国联合要去打北方的亚兰国。
At the time, the kingdom of Judah was invited by King Ahab of the northern kingdom to go up together to fight a war.
那么到了第五节，你可以看到南朝的犹大国这个约沙法王，他就建议说，先问一下我们的神到底去打合宜不合宜。
And so in verse 5, we can see that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, said, please inquire of the word of the Lord today.
那因为北朝他们是祭拜偶像的国家。
Because in the northern kingdom, they worshipped idols.
所以当然当时的亚哈王啊，北朝的以色列国亚哈王，他就是去问他的假先知啦，祭拜偶像的这些假先知。
And so the king of Israel, King Ahab, he went to inquire of false prophets.
那问的结果是好的，是 绝对可以在战争当中得到胜利的。
And the answer that they got was to go for they would have victory.
哦，那可是约沙法王他对这些巴利的假先知他没有信任感啊。
But King Jehoshaphat he did not have trust in these prophets of Baal.
所以后来他就跟亚哈王说哈，要求问耶和华了。
And so he said to King Ahab that we need to inquire of the Lord.
好，那后来他们就去找了一个耶和华的先知，叫做米该亚。
And so they found a prophet of the Lord by the name of Micaiah.
好，那我们现在来看一看哈，这个关键的重要的这个啊季节的经文哈。
And so let us have a look at a few of the key verses.
十三节哈。
Verse 13.
好，你看那个王所差派的使者去找这个耶和华的先知米该亚的时候，对这个先知讲了一句话。
So we can see that the messenger of the king who was sent to call Micaiah said something.
他说众先知都是一口同音修向王说好听的话哦。
They said, now listen the key words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king.
所以我们跟你建议或者我们期待你可以跟我们站在同一阵线同一个线上然后呢也向王讲好听的话。
And so we advise you, or we expect you to also speak in line with this and to speak encouragement.
这个是事先打针嘛，对不对哈？
And so they were trying to.
我先跟你警告，我先提醒你，等一下你讲的时候应该要怎么讲。
They were warning the prophet what you should say.
哦，那这个虽然啊，这个啊，这个使者召啊召米该亚召米该亚先知的使者这么说。
And so although the messenger said this.
哦、可是到了十四节，你看这个耶和华神的先知怎么回应
？But we can see in verse 14 what the prophet of the Lord said.
这个米该亚先知他说哈、哦，耶和华啊、哦，这个对我说什么，我就说什么。
As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
那么事情演变到最后，就是我们的神给米该亚先知的话是，这个战争一定会失败。
And so the word that came to Micaiah was that this war would be a failure.
好，那跟这些假先知所说的战争会得到胜利，那个是完全对立不同的角度的结果。
And so this is the complete opposite to what the false prophets were saying to the king.
所以在这样子的情况之下，到了二十四节就记载这个假先知的代表，那么叫西底家。
And so under the circumstances in verse 24, we can see Zedekiah.
他就非常愤怒的哈，那么打了耶和华的先知米该亚的耳光。
Was very angry, and so they struck Micaiah on the cheek.
那这个耳光一打，能够打出什么值得我们思考的道理呢
？And so when he was struck on the cheek, what can we learn from this?
我思考到的是说，我们到底是要讨神的喜欢，还是要讨人的喜欢？
The thought that came to me is whether or not we seek to please men or to please God.
如果这个时候的米该亚先知他是要讨人的喜欢
，If Micaiah at this point wanted to please the people around him.
十三节，他们就事先跟米该亚说，你们就跟我们讲一样的话就好了。
Then in verse 13, the messenger had already told them, told Micaiah to speak what they had spoken.
那如果他们要讨人的喜欢，米该亚就昧着良心嘛。都昧着神给他的启示嘛、我就讲王喜欢听的话嘛
if Micaiah wanted,
讨好王嘛
If Micaiah wanted to please the king or to please people he could have just put aside what God had told him and to say words of encouragement、
那这个时候米该亚他所面临的一个选择的问题是什么是讨人的喜欢还是我要忠于神讨神的喜欢
And so the decision that Micaiah was facing was to please men or to please God and stay faithful to God.
那这个问题有时候在我们的信仰生活里面、会出现
And so this
我现在要讨人的喜欢还是要讨神的喜欢
This kind of a decision at times will appear in our own faith.
我们现在看一看圣经里面、同样面临着一个两难问题选择的一个神的工人
We can have a look at another worker of God that also faced this decision.
那么我要来谈一谈保罗这个人。
I'd like to discuss on Paul.
好，我们先来看一下加拉太书第一章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 1.
在加拉太书第一章的第十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
好，那么这一节经文里面你看保罗他现在问他自己了，因为他现在面临的就是这两难的问题了。
And so we can see that Paul was faced with this decision.
保罗说我现在是要得到人的心呢，还是要得到神的心呢
？Am I do I persuade men or God?
他在问他自己，我现在怎么办
And he asked himself, do I seek to please men or please God?
那现在保罗他所面临的问题是，因为他所传讲的道理叫因信称义。
And so what Paul was preaching at the time was justification by faith.
他不是传讲遵守摩西律法接受割礼。
What he preached was not to obey the Mosaic laws and to receive circumcision.
那这样子的讲法引起当时犹太人，其实你看使徒行传，保罗最大的阻挡的力量是犹太人哦。
And so we can see in the book of Acts that the greatest barrier that Paul faced was the Jews.
从第一次国外布道到这个加拉太地区都是犹太人在逼迫他，在阻挡他宣传真理啊。
And so we can see as he went out and preached, it was often the Jews that was in opposition.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
很简单，因为保罗传的叫因信称义，道理是不符合犹太人需求的啦。
Because what Paul preached was that you were justified by faith and it did not agree with what the Jews believed.
所以保罗现在他就在问，我现在要怎么办？我还是要讲基督神的真理吗？还是我迎合犹太人的需要，我传讲遵守摩西律法？
And so Paul was asking whether or not he should continue to preach what God had told him, or if he should compromise and to speak what the Jews would like.
所以这个因信称义它是一个保罗他说它是一种奥秘啊。
And so Paul describes justification by faith as a kind of mystery.
我们可以参考罗马书十六章的二十五节以下的经文。
Consider Romans chapter.
罗马书十六章二十五节
Chapter 16 verse 25
保罗说这个是这个从以前就隐藏永古隐藏而且讲了你们也没有办法接受的道理了。
So Paul describes it as something that was a mystery and was remains a mystery to them that they could not understand.
那保罗是从哈巴谷书二章四节的下半节，义人必因信得生。
And so Paul made use of the scripture in Habakkuk that the just shall live by faith.
他就取了这么样的一个旧约的神的话语，然后当成博士论文的一个主题，然后写的罗马书。
And so with this with the scripture reference, he was able to write out the book of Romans.
而且在加拉太书一章的十一节、十二节，保罗他也自我澄清。
And in Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 and 12, Paul also said.
保罗他说我的道理都是神启示给我的，不是我自己去发明创造的。
That what he preached was not made up by himself; it has been revealed by God.
不是人来教导我的。
It was not taught by men.
所以这个。因信称义保罗他才在罗马书里面谈到最后他说这个是永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
And that is why in the book of Romans, Paul described this as the mystery.
所以我们在加拉太书一章的第十节我们就可以看到保罗说如果我要讨人的喜欢那我就不再是基督的仆人。
And so Paul in Galatians says that if he seeks to please men, then he is no longer a servant of God.
那么这个是保罗第一次面临讨人的喜欢还是讨神的喜欢当中的一段经文的根据。
And so this is one of the first records of Paul considering whether to please men or to please God.
我们再来看保罗他第二次面临两难的时候到底是什么问题。
Let us have a look at the issue that Paul faced when he came across this a second time.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
That is referred to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4.
好，这里保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹说，说我们的神他看中了我们呐，然后他把他的福音真理的信息托付给我们。
Here Paul says that we have been approved by God and entrusted with the gospel.
那我们现在告诉你们这个福音真理的信息，不是讨人喜欢，是讨神的喜欢。
And so even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God.
好，我们简单讲保罗他传讲的福音的真理就是给外邦人也可以得救。
And so the gospel that Paul preached was that even the Gentiles could be saved.
那外邦人可以得救吗？哇，这个问题在当时的这个使徒时代这个是很严重，对犹太人来讲的很严重。你又违背我们传统的认知跟我们的看法。
And so at the in the times apostolic times, this was something that the Jews could not accept.
因为保罗就是专门把道理传给外邦人的。
Because Paul he preached this gospel to the Gentiles.
所以外邦人可以因着耶稣基督得救，保罗他也说奥秘啦，奥秘啦，很头痛。
And the fact that the Gentiles are able to be saved through Jesus Christ, Paul also described this to be a mystery.
好，那我们的根据是以弗所书第三章的第三节到第六节。
And so this is recorded in Ephesians chapter 3.
这个是基督的奥秘，这个是福音的奥秘，这个奥秘以前从来就没有人知道。
So this is the mystery of Christ, and it is a mystery that people had not known before.
那这个奥秘是什么呢？
What is this mystery?
保罗讲说，那就是靠着耶稣基督，大家都能够成为神的后裔啊，能够同得天国的产业啊。
Paul says that everyone through believing in Jesus Christ is able to receive an inheritance in heaven.
所以这个问题又造成保罗内心的痛苦啊！我现在要怎么做啊？两难啊！
And so this also caused a great trouble for Paul in his heart.
那保罗为什么会被这个犹太人抓去这个罗马的公会，抓到罗马政府面前去接受审判呢？
And so why was Paul brought by the Jews before the Romans to be judged?
我们来看一下《使徒行传》二十一章。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 21.
从二十七节到三十节的这段经文。
From verse 27 to 30.
好，这个是保罗他第三次国外布道回来之后，他先到耶路撒冷城，先来述职了，先来讲述他这个宣道过程当中的这个经历。
After Paul's third missionary journey, he returned to Jerusalem and went to the temple to speak about his journey.
我们可以从十七节往下看，你就知道。
We can start reading from verse 17 onwards.
现在他讲完了他这个宣道当中的经历之后呢，从二十七节你就看到保罗他现在到了耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And so after sharing on his experiences from verse 27 onwards, we see that
结果就在圣殿里面被犹太人抓了。
Paul came to the temple, and in the temple there he was captured.
两个理由抓他。
So there was two reasons for his arrest.
二十八节哈。
Verse 28.
就是说这个人在各处教训众人，践踏我们百姓和律法。
This man who
践踏我们所遵守的摩西的律法。
This man who teaches all men everywhere against the people the law.
什么叫做这个什么？什么叫做这个不必遵守摩西律法？什么叫做不必受割礼？我们的观念，我们的教导不是这样子的。
What does it mean that we do not need to follow the Mosaic laws nor to receive circumcision? This is not what we believe.
所以当时的犹太人认为保罗这个人是恶人啊，是践踏我们传统的认知啊。
And so the Jews considered Paul someone who went against the people, the Jews.
第二个理由是什么？二十八节的下半节。
In the latter portion of verse 28 is the second reason.
他说带着希利尼人进圣殿污秽的圣地啊。
He has also brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place.
保罗就是把福音传给外邦人，现在连外邦人都走进来我们的圣殿啊，这个是亵渎这个圣殿的圣洁性啊。
Paul not only preached to the Gentiles, but now he's bringing the Greeks into our holy temple and defiling this place.
如果你看这个《使徒行传》第一章前面的这一张地图啊，
If we look,
这个和合本才有哈。
So if we look at a map in our Bible,
你就知道当时的这个圣殿，它有分外邦人能够进入的地方，更里面的内殿只有以色列人才可以进去啊。
If we look at a map of the temple, we are able to see that there is an area for Gentiles, but an area that is only for the people of Israel.
那现在保罗把一个什么这个以弗所人呐、他是住在以弗所的地方，他的背景是希腊籍的背景，纯外邦人呐、那么带进去圣殿里面，这个对犹太人来讲是他们没有办法接受的。
And so the Jews were unable to accept that Paul had brought into the temple an Ephesian.
所以我们从圣经我们可以知道不是米该亚他碰到两难的问题，其实保罗他也曾经两次碰过，结果因为这两个理由他成为囚犯，然后一路这个以囚犯的身份被审，然后被看管，一直到罗马皇帝的面前。
And so we can see that it was not only Micaiah that had to face this decision, but Paul also faced it twice, and it was because of this that he was arrested and placed under house arrest.
神给我们是自由的。
God has given us free will.
我们人的尊贵是因为我们自由，什么事情我们都可以做思考，思考之后我们可以去做选择。
Mankind is precious because we have the ability to consider for ourselves and to make decision based on our consideration.
那么在我们的生活当中我们常常会发现这个有一些选择就是关乎到是讨人的喜欢还是讨神的喜欢。
And often in our lives, there will be decisions that we will have to make that is either to please men or to please God.
我们那边有一位长老哈，那么他是我们国家这个炼油厂，在国家的炼油厂里面工作。
So we have an elder who works in the petroleum industry.
那么他在那边工作，因为他的表现非常好，所以他就一路飙升啊，他升迁的速度很快。
And so because he performed well, he excelled and he advanced in this job.
那我们再看这个人啊，我们都认为说，这个人跟但以理哈，有得拼哦。
And so when we see this elder, we think that he is likened to Daniel.
因为在圣经的这个但以理书的这个第六章里面。
Because in the book of Daniel, chapter 6.
在第六章的第四节啊。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
说这个但以理哈，他虽然是从政啊，但是他为神半数忠心哈，为王半数忠心，找不到过失啊，没有把柄啊。
People sought to find charge against him, but because he was faithful, there was no error or fault found in him.
所以他们就要在这个拜神的宗教信仰上去找但以理的把柄啊。
And so they tried to find something to speak against him in terms of his religion.
那我们教会这位长老哈，他也是这样哈，半数忠心哦，飙升速度很快哦，后来被调到当这个采购处的处长。
And so our elder was also similar. He excelled and advanced in this position and was promoted.
哇，这个是真的是大回缺呀！哈，回的流油啊，在炼油厂里面工作，这个缺哈是最油的、最有油水的一个缺了。
And so he was promoted to a position very high up within this very precious or valuable petroleum industry.
但是哈，他上任经过差不多三个多月的时间哈，他就下台了。不是他自己，不是他工作做不好被 fire 掉，是他自己上书去跟他的这个总厂长说哈我想离开这个工作单位，这个单位这个职缺我不适合。
And so after only 3 months in this promoted position, this elder spoke out to his managers to say that I do not wish to continue in this role.
采购处啊，所有这个炼油厂的所有物资的采购都是这个单位在买的。
He was in the department that was in charge of purchasing petroleum.
那前几任的处长，我用一个比喻，去买一个螺丝，比如说要花3块钱纽币。
So,
一个螺丝3块钱纽币。
For example, our previous people in this position, if they had to buy a screw for $3 New Zealand.
那自从我们这个长老上任之后，一个螺丝价钱下跌5倍，变成6毛钱。
That after this this elder came to this position, the price of the screw fell to the point that it was only 60 cents.
大家知道奥秘在哪里吗
？So do you know what the mystery is?
前面的人贪太多了。commission 是不是？你们那个 commission， 我们台湾话叫哈，我们在台湾都讲 commission 哈，这个利益惊人啊，那这个跟厂商互相勾结，然后哈，这个装到自己口袋叫中饱私囊啊。
And so, and people in this position prior to him would purchase things, but make put on their own commission and pocket it for themselves.
而且是集体贪污，这个处集体贪污。
It was the entire department that was greedy.
所以他上任之后，所有的部下。全部都吓得脸花白啊！糟糕了，换一个组长没有办法接受贿赂贪污，那么这样子的一个什么中饱私囊的行为了。
And so when the elder entered into this position, all of the people under him they were very frightened because of this new manager. They could not be greedy anymore.
所以后来三个多月我们这一位长老他就主动离开这个职位了，因为他觉得我不能够跟他们这个一起做这些贪污的事。如果我要表明我的清白，那这些人都完蛋了。
And so after only 3 months, the elder decided to resign from this role because he felt that he could not participate in the greed of the department. But if he was to speak out, then all of the people would be in trouble.
所以有一次我有机会去他的教会协助灵恩布道会，他看到我跟他谈这件事，他说传道，得人的喜欢还是讨神的喜欢，就这么简单吗？
And so once when I had a chance to go to his local church to assist with evangelistic spiritual convocation and asked him about this, he said, do we please men or please God?
那我发现我们这本圣经我们耶稣拣选了12个使徒，对不对？
We know that in the Bible, Jesus chose for himself 12 apostles.
那12个使徒当中有两个人耶稣曾经说这两个人是魔鬼。
And so among the 12 apostles, there were two people that Jesus had said that they were the devil.
哦, 那么一个当然就是彼得啦。
And so one was Peter.
哦, 在这个马太福音的16章, 哦,
In Matthew chapter 16.
哦, 马太福音16章的23节,
Matthew chapter 16, verse 23.
哦, 主耶稣曾经跟彼得讲说, 你是撒旦啊, 哦, 你退到我后面去吧。
Jesus once said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
那我不谈彼得, 我要谈另外一个。
I will not discuss on Peter, I will discuss the other.
那么另外一个是谁呢? 就是犹大。
And so the other is Judas Iscariot.
我们的根据是约翰福音第六章的70节。
We can refer to John chapter 6, verse 70.
耶稣他说, 我不是拣选你们12个门徒吗? 但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。 这个彼得还是短暂的时间曾经扮演过魔鬼的角色。
So for Peter, he was only considered Satan for a short period.
这个彼得就是一直都是魔鬼。
But this Peter,
一直都是魔鬼啊,
this apostle is always the devil.
主耶稣很清楚说有一个是魔鬼啊, 不是说短暂的时间什么情况之下变成, 那这一个人从头到尾, 就是讨自己的喜欢, 他根本不讨神的喜欢啊。
Jesus understood that among the apostles, there was one that was was always the devil, and they did not seek to please God.
好，那我们可以看约翰福音12章。
We can refer to John chapter 12.
为什么他是专门讨人的，讨他自己的喜欢呢？
So why did this apostle seek to please himself?
在约翰福音12章从第4节一直到第6节的经文呢。
In John chapter 12, verse 4-6.
当有人拿针打香膏抹耶稣的时候， 彼得怎么讲？
When the fragrant oil was anointed on Jesus, what did Peter say?
第5节，香膏卖30两银子， 周济穷人啊， 这样太浪费了，是不是？
Verse 5, the apostle said, why was not sold and given to the poor?
表面很好听，
On the surface, it sounds good.
但是是为了满足他自己的欲望， 钱财欲望的需要。
But,
所以表面讲的谎话啦， 很好听啦。
So on the surface they spoke lies because on the inside they wanted to they were greedy for this money themselves.
那就是掩饰他内心里面的这一种什么， 这一种犯罪的这一种情节嘛。
And so it was because of the sin within their heart.
那就是讨自己喜欢啦。
He was pleasing himself.
他不是忠于神要讨神的喜欢呢。
He was not faithful to God, seeking to please God.
我觉得他的下场真的很悲惨，一个要讨自己喜欢的人，这个下场都是，从圣经来看都是不大好的。
And so the result or the consequence of this was not great, as we know.
那我不知道我们奥克兰这个国家，我们的孩子的补习到底严重不严重啊？
I'm not sure if in New Zealand do we have cram school. We do not have that as much.
我们台湾有很多父母亲，就是礼拜六把孩子送去补习班补习。
And so in Taiwan, we have many parents who will send their children to tuition on Saturday.
因为他们觉得孩子的前途很重要。
Because they feel that the future of their children is very important.
所以孩子信仰就没有办法扎根。
So,
那这个是讨人的喜欢还是讨神的喜欢呢？ 我们也可以思考啊。
And so the faith of the children are unable to root, and so we can consider is this to please men or to please God?
好，我们现在再回到列王记上的22章。
Let us refer to 1 Kings chapter 22.
好，我来分享第二个重点。
I'll share the second main point.
那第二个重点，我要分享的， 这个耳光被打，是米该亚被打耳光。
So we know that Micaiah was struck on the cheek.
但是米该亚被打耳光，当然我们知道，就是说，因为他讲了实话嘛，耶和华神所告诉他的话，他讲了嘛。
We know that Micaiah was struck on the cheek because he spoke the truth that the Lord had given to him.
他说了实话之后，他就要付出代价嘛。
After speaking the truth, he had to pay the price.
我不是要讲这个重点，我是说从这样子一个角度，我们反思这个亚哈王这个人。
And so this is not the main point, but from this we can consider about King Ahab.
在14节我们可以看到这个米该亚他说耶和华神告诉我什么我就讲什么。Verse
14, Micaiah said that as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
所以这个神的忠心的仆人，他就是忠心的来传达神的话了，真先知应当是这样子的。And
so a true prophet will be a faithful servant to the Lord and speak faithfully what the Lord says.
但是往往站在神真理这一边的神的仆人，当他讲实话的时候，我们从这一本圣经的记录上都可以看到他们都要受苦啊。
But throughout the recordings in the Bible, we can see that when these prophets speak truthfully from what was given by the Lord, they have to suffer.
好，我们这里先做一个记号哈。
We can bookmark this.
好，我们来看一看耶利米先知
哈。We can have a look at Prophet Jeremiah.
啊，那么耶利米先知哈，我们先来看一下这个耶利米书的二十章。
Let us refer to Jeremiah chapter 20.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
好，在耶利米书二十章的第一节跟第二节
，In Jeremiah chapter 20 verses 1 and 2，
我们也可以看到这个耶利米先知哈被打了。
We can see that Jeremiah was also struck。
哦，他被当时的一个祭司哈，哦，这个祭司因麦的儿子巴斯户儿，哦，他被这个巴斯户儿打了。
He was struck by Pashur the son of Immer the priest。
然后甚至把这个耶利米先知哈，那么锁哦，用这个枷锁把他锁在耶和华的圣殿里面。
Not only so, but they also put Jeremiah in stocks and put him in the house of the Lord.
那为什么他会被打？为什么他会被关
？Why was he struck and why was he put in stocks？
你如果从十九章哈的十四节往下看哈
，If we read from chapter 19 verse 14 onwards。
我们的神告诉耶利米先说：“你要跟百姓讲，这个国家已经没有希望了，我要毁灭这个国家。”
The Lord said to Jeremiah that you have to say, speak and say that there is no hope for this nation.、
所以你就去告诉百姓说：“哦、投降、哦、乖一点投降、哦、被带到巴比伦去，生命还可以得到保存。”
And so God told Jeremiah to speak to the people to say that if you go to Babylon and are exiled there, then you、still have life.
那你想想看哈、哦，专门讲不好听的话。对这个国家的百姓，我是这个国家的人，可是我专门对我的百姓讲不好听的话。
And so we can see that Jeremiah, although being a citizen of this nation, he was speaking against his country.
那这个很像不是巴比伦收买的耶利米，然后在以色列国策反这个国家的百姓，哦、要反抗自己的国家了。
It is as if the Babylonians had persuaded Jeremiah to tell the people to give up.
要归顺巴比伦啊，这样你们才能够得到生命的存留啦。
Because he was saying that you need to be exiled to Babylon so that you can live.
所以这个耶利米，我觉得以当时的环境背景来讲，他真的很难啊，很痛苦啊。
And so I feel that for Jeremiah in his setting, it was truly a challenge for him.
所以你来看二十章的第七节哈。
If we look at chapter 20, verse 7,
耶利米曾经有一段时间哈，跟天上的神这样说。
There was a period in time that Jeremiah said to the God in heaven.
他说：“耶和华，你曾劝导我，我也听了你的劝导。”
Oh Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded.
那这个劝导的原文叫做诱骗，我被你诱拐，我被你骗来当先知啊。
And so in the original text, to be persuaded also has the meaning of to be deceived. I was deceived into being a prophet for you.
所以你可以看到这个到第九节哈，他说我不开口便罢，我一开口哈，那我就完蛋了。
And so in verse 9, he says that I will speak no more.
一个忠心传达神信息的先知哈，跟米迦亚先知一样。总是要受很多，要付上代价了。
And so a prophet that is faithful to what God tells them to speak will also have to pay a price.
那为什么他要付上这个代价呢
？Why does he have to pay this price？
我们现在回到列王记上的二十二章，你来看这个亚哈王他所说的话。
If we go back to First Kings chapter 22, you can see what King Ahab said.
我们先来看这个第六节哈。
We'll first look at verse 6.
第六节我们可以看到当时巴利以西底家为首的巴利的小先知向王说，战争可以得到胜利。
So in verse 6, we can see that the false prophets of Baal said to the king that go up for the Lord will deliver it.
那么到了十一节，我们更可以看到哈，这个巴利的假先知西底下哈，哇，还挂动作表演呐哈，表示说哈，这个耶和华真神给他的启示没有错了。
And so in verse 11, we can see Zedekiah, the prophet of Baal, also put on an act to show that what...
十一节、十二节哈，都是这样子。
In verse 11 and 12, to show that what he had received was true.
那我们会发现哈，我们发现从这个二十四节到二十七节的经文。
But we can realize that from the passage from 24 to 27.
我们看到哈，当米该亚对这个亚哈王说了真话之后呢。
After Micaiah had spoken the truth to King Ahab,
你看这个，我们先来看一下第八节哈、哦。你看亚哈王哈、哦，这个米该亚还没有来之前，亚哈王就跟这个犹大王说了一句话，说我非常恨这个先知哦，我恨米该亚这个先知哦。
So if we look at verse 8, first, we can see that the king of Israel said that I do not like this person, I hate him.
哦，因为他每次跟我所说的这个预言哈、哦，都是讲不好听的话，从来没有讲过好听的话。
Because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.
哦。那我们从这里我们可以了解哈，其实亚哈王他想听实话，我这一次出去征战到底能不能够得到胜利，他想听实话。
And so from this we can see that King Ahab wanted to know the truth, whether or not he would be victorious going out to battle.
啊，但是很奇怪的现象是什么？他不听忠言逆耳的实话，啊，这个是致命伤。我要听实话，但是哈，逆耳的实话我不喜欢听。
What is very peculiar is that he desired to hear the truth, but what did not sound good to him, he did not want to hear.
所以假先知就说一些好听的什么好听的假话给他听嘛。
And so the false prophets spoke good to him, but they were false.
那么在这样子的背景之下，米该亚被打的。
And under these circumstances, Micaiah was struck.
那这个被打出了另外一个我们可以思考的道理。
And because he was struck, we can consider another teaching.
我觉得我们有很多人哈，我在我的这个牧会经验当中哈，我觉得也是有蛮多我们教会的信徒哈，不想改变自己来顺服神的真理。
I feel that from my experiences, I feel there are many believers who often do not want to change themselves to submit to the truth.
他们只想改变真理来迎合自己的需要，内心情欲的需要。
They only seek to change the truth to be able to fulfill what they want in their heart.
所以宗教所晚他会弄得很漂亮。
And so on the surface they will do things
very well. 但是在这一个漂亮的宗教所晚的虚假的外壳里面，是一个个人欲望的膨胀。
But underneath all of this superficial things, there is pride within their heart.
你看，我们先看圣经里面的一个人物哈，亚哈王就是这样子的哈。那你看圣经的这个《使徒行传》第五章，这个亚拿尼亚这个人。
We can consider, so we can see King Ahab was like this, but also in Acts chapter 5, Ananias was also the same.
你看他财产去卖掉了，把所有的拿来彼得的脚前奉献呢。
He sold all of his possessions, and he said that he had brought all of it before Peter.
当时的时代是什么？是凡物公用的一个时代啊，背景是这样啊。
So the background to this was at that time they had all things in common.
可是他圣经说他私自留下几分呢、啊、
？But the Bible said that they kept some for themselves.
这个私底下哈、为了他自己本身、他自己本身的需要了哈、那么他留了几分，然后。外面的宗教的敬虔的手腕，他表现得很漂亮。我卖了，我就拿来奉献。
And so perhaps they had a need for themselves, but on the surface they showed themselves as having offered up everything.
事实上他是有一点贪财，又一点点希望他在教会里面有好的名望，能够得到众人的认同。
The truth of it was that within their heart there was a bit of greed, and also they still desired to be commended amongst the people.
你会看到这样子的一个人到后来夫妻两个人在三个小时之内全部都死亡了。
And so we can see that this couple within the time span of 3 hours, both of them died.
因为彼得告诉他们说，你们是欺骗神又欺骗圣灵。
Because Peter said to them that you have lied to the Holy Spirit.
在第三节的地方我们可以请电脑说一下哈。
So you can see this in verse 3.
彼得告诉他们说，哎呀，你们这个是欺哄神呐、啊，欺骗神呐、啊。
Peter said to them that you are lying to the Holy Spirit.
第四节说你们是欺骗圣灵，欺骗神呐、啊。
And so verse 4 that you have not lied to men but to God.
所以后来我们可以看到这个第七节说这个三个小时里面夫妻两个人都死掉了。
So we can see in verse 7 that within 3 hours, both of them died.
没有用他们的良知，然后忠诚的去执行神的真理。
They did not abide by the truth of God.
他还好用一个很漂亮的借口来要满足他自己个人的情欲、个人的欲望。
But they put up a very beautiful excuse to be able to satisfy the greed in their heart.
讲例子，大家会比较清楚哈。
And so if I share an example, it will become clearer to everyone.
那么曾经到某一个国家哈，这个不是在台湾哈，我曾经到某一个国家也讲了这个主内联婚的道理。
And so once I went to a country, not Taiwan, but I spoke concerning marrying in the Lord.
那讲完之后哈，有两群人呐哈，表现出两种不同的声音。
And after speaking these sermons, there were two groups of people that spoke out.
那么第一群人就是说哈，传道你讲这个道理，我们要接受很困难哈，婚姻布道不可以吗？哦，他就很大声哦，婚姻布道不可以吗？
And so the first group, they said, oh, what you have spoken, this truth, it is very hard for us to put into action. Is it not okay to have evangelism through marriage?
我跟他讲说，这本圣经，我们的神有很多布道的方法策略教导我们，从来没有讲过可以用婚姻布道，看不到婚姻布道这样子的一种策略。
And so I responded that throughout the Bible, there are many different methods for evangelism given to us, but marriage is not one of them.
那我觉得这些人跟亚拿尼亚一样。他为了要满足他个人在婚姻上的个肉体情欲的需要，然后他说婚姻不道、啊、很漂亮的外貌就出来了。
And so I feel that their attitude is likened to that of Ananias because they want to fulfill the desires in their heart and they put up an excuse.
那么另外一种声音大概七八个青年来找我说传道，那我们现在都跟外邦人交往，我们现在怎么办？
And so there was another group, there were 7 to 8 youths, and they said that, oh, we are already courting Gentiles, what should we do now?
我当时内心很残忍啊，哈，我跟他讲说，哈，断交啊，回归到神的真理啊。我当时真的很残忍这样回答他哦，哦，不是说啊，没关系啦，带来信耶稣啦，哈，我没有这样回答他了，哈。
And so I was very stern, and I said to them that you should break up with them.
哎，这七八个真的后来哈，后来哈，这个声音来到我回到台湾，这个声音传到我的耳中哈，他们跟着真的跟他们怎么样割断关系啊？跟这些外邦的另外一半啊，不是另外一半啊，跟外邦交往的这些人哈，割断关系，他们回归到神的真理里面。
And so the news that I had heard once I went back to Taiwan was that truly these youths they had broken up with these Gentiles. 哎，
亚哈要听实话，但是。忠言逆耳啊，哈，逆耳的俗话，他不想听。
Ahab wanted to hear the truth, but he didn't want to hear the truth if it did not sound good to him.
哦，他不想改变他自己来顺服神的真理。
He did not want to change himself to be able to submit to the truth.
所以他的假先知就改变了真理，然后来迎合王的需要。
And so the false prophets, they have changed the truth to fulfill the needs of the king.
哦，那米迦先知是不做这种事的。
Micaiah did not do such a thing.
我再讲一个杀伤力比较强的，这个几乎在我们那边的几乎每一间教会都有这些事件发生啊，哈。
And so another example that is very harmful that happens at almost every church.
哎呀，这个安息日中午结束哈，祷告的时候哈，那有一些弟兄姐妹便当盒就拿出来开始到厨房装了。
And so on Sabbath day, After the first session, while everyone's praying, there will be some brethren who will bring out takeaway boxes to pack lunch.
吃剩下的装回去，教会要跟大家说谢谢哈，因为我们避免食物的浪费。
And so the church would thank those people who take home leftover food because that is preventing food waste.
那聚会都还没有结束，今天到底食物够不够都还不知道哈啊，还在祷告哇，装了四五个便当要回去，家里还有四五个人没有来啊，哦。然后我们跟他住主，他说哈，这么没有爱心，装几个便当教会这样子计较。
And so the,
这都爱心的大帽子就扣出来的哈。
And so before the service has even ended, while everyone is still praying, there are people packing lunch boxes to take home because they say there are family members at home that need lunch, and we say that this is not good, but they say that you have no love.
那讲的人就变成没有爱心啊，罪人啊哈，没有爱心的罪人哈。
And so the person who speaks out becomes a sinner or one without love.
教会本来就要他有行政秩序的原则嘛哈。
But within church, there needs to be order.
所以我们都可以思考哈，其实，在我们的生活当中哈，我们有时候常常会落入在亚哈王他这样子的心态里面呢。
And so we can consider in our own lives. Often in our lives, we will be in the same situation as King Ahab.
我们应该是告诉我们自己说哈，顺服真理，顺服教会哈，透过主会所定规出来的这些，可以让教会更加得到这个和谐的原则。不要我破坏了这些之后，我再拿宗教的大帽子没有爱心扣上去。我觉得这个是非常 值得我们大家思考去修正的一个一个角度哈。
So we should consider for ourselves that do we allow ourselves to change and to submit to the truth and to the laws the regulations given by the church.
啊，主的羊绝对听主的声音。
The sheep of the Lord will hear His voice.
希望我们大家不要像米该亚这样被打耳光，但是要米该亚他忠于神的顺服真理的精神存在。
So we do not hope that we will be slapped or struck like Micaiah, but we hope that we will have the attitude of faithfulness as Micaiah.
一起来唱赞美诗519首。
Let us sing hymn 519.